we want in our spiritual lives more than anything else, I think, to make the resurrection not just a once a year event. Interestingly enough, as opposed to the time Christ was born, we know approximately the time He was resurrected. Because we know that it came around the Passover for the Jews, which would have been in the spring. And it seems to me a pretty significant time, if springtime in Palestine was something like it is today, and I'm guessing it's at least reasonable to assume that there was at least some sense of, you know, nature was becoming in bloom again. We see it at that time, and it seems only fitting that God, in His power, would bring about the greatest power of the resurrection during a time when things were beginning to grow again, when new life was happening again. And maybe there's a connection there that I think is important for us. For us Christians, we want to say in our lives that we want to make new life happen every day. And that's really what the new life is all about. Living the resurrected life is the essence of the Christian experience. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Jesus talks about it as if it were a being born again. We have new life over and over again. And one of the things that we have to understand when we look in the New Testament and the Old Testament is that God's power for this reaches beyond any human power that we can imagine. Numerous Bible stories reveal this and allow us to believe the possibilities for us. God is always more. Our first story today takes us to 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 23. And that is the story of Elisha being surrounded. I believe it was the soldiers in Patton's army who were so certain of victory that they coined the statement, "They've got us surrounded, the poor devils." Elisha kind of had the same sense. They've got us surrounded, but we're still going to win. It's interesting here that in verses 6 through 11 of this story, Elisha always seems to know the movements of the Syrian army. I kind of look at this as sort of an early Bill Belichick New England Patriots scandal. It was as if he was stealing the signals of the Syrian army. He knew exactly what was going to happen all the time. Elisha, however, we know, had help from the Lord. Verses 12 through 14. And because of this stealing of his signals, the Syrian army attempted to seize Elisha. And when Elisha's servant voices his concern because he looks out of the city and he says, "Goodness, we're absolutely surrounded." His servant was just merely assessing the situation correctly from a human point of view. The city was surrounded. He saw that he didn't have enough men to fight, and he feared certain defeat and death. And it's at this point that Elisha utters this very famous statement of his about there being more of us than there are of them. Well, his servant could look around and know that wasn't true. At least from the standpoint of looking at things from a human perspective, which is how we do it. We sort of analyze everything by the way we see things or by the way human beings would normally assess the situation. But Elisha asks for God to show his servant what was really there. And when his servant had this vision, what he saw was chariots of fire surrounding Elisha. God's chariots of fire. Would have liked to have seen those. What do those heavenly chariots look like? Interestingly enough, little sidebar here, any of you who remember the story, the movie Chariots of Fire, this was the passage of Scripture that theme was based on, that God can do more. In fact, there are more of us than there are of them when God is on our side. And you see, with God on our side, there is always more. Those chariots of fire reminded the servant that there was no reason, no earthly, no human reason, I should say, no godly reason to fear. Because God is always more. God not only protects Elisha in this particular case, but he also ends the war, at least temporarily, until time passes. But he ends the war between Syria and Samaria. After this, they stop coming. They stop raiding Israel's place. They stop raiding Samaria. The more available to the Christian is based on our faith in God's love and the fact that we too are part of this story, that there are more of us than there are of them whenever we have God on our side. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, source of all wisdom, understanding, and true strength, look with mercy upon us, your servants, and send the Holy Spirit into our hearts. Give us eyes to see your chariots of fire when the enemy attacks, and strengthen us by the might of your armor. When we are called upon to join the fight, defend us with the strength of your right hand. And may we always stand to confess our faith and live with the hope of your salvation to the end of our days. In Christ we pray it. Amen. Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors. Romans 8 is really kind of a collection of memorable questions. Verse 31. If God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of God? The answer to those questions is always in the positive for the Christian. And the reason that God gives us good answers to these is really what he says in verse 34. Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. The death, the resurrection, and the ascension. Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead, sitting at God's right hand right now, interceding on our behalf. That's the reason we are more than conquerors. That's the reason we have hope for the future. That's the reason we look forward. And though Paul will even talk about it here, that we endure suffering and struggle, there isn't any of this that can come between us and the love of God in Christ. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He will always be there for us. He is, in fact, on our side. And that's exactly why we are more than conquerors. Let's pray again. O Lord, we know that there is no strength but that which comes from you. There is no victory but that which you provide. There is no salvation but that which you have offered through your Son, who died and was raised to life. This day, Father, give us the confidence and peace of mind to live our lives victoriously. Help us never to doubt your love, from which we can never be separated. Though strife and hate abound, let your love fill us. Through Christ we pray it. Amen. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. We've already seen that there are more of us with God than there are of them. We've been told by the Apostle Paul that we are more than conquerors through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And now we're told that God can do more than all we can ask or imagine. Worried about accomplishing what God intends for you? Realize the power of God at work within you. It can accomplish more than you can ask or imagine. I don't know about you, but when I read a story like Elisha surrounded by an army, my imagination kind of gets to be spinning pretty good. If God can do that for Elisha, and He's raised Jesus from the dead, what might He do for me? Well, I think there's kind of a good imagination that we can put to work at that point, but Paul says here, okay, imagine what God can do for you, and now take it a step further and realize God can do more than you can imagine. Maybe it's because our imaginations are limited. We look at things from a human perspective. We don't see the real power of God at work. God can do more than we can ask or imagine. Go ahead and run with that a little bit. Let your imagination get carried away. It can't get carried away farther than what God can do. The power of God within us, you see, is the same power that He used to raise Jesus from the dead. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. And Paul's already told them about that power. He says, "And what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His great might or power that He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places." There's no power greater than what God has exerted through the resurrection. And there's no power greater than the power of Jesus Christ, because He is the one on the throne right now. God can do more than we can ask or imagine. Every time you might feel discouraged, remember, God can do more. Every time you struggle, remember, God can do more. Every time life takes a wrong turn for you, remember, God can do more. Today, we rejoice in the power of that resurrection. By giving us new life, by giving us hope, and as Paul says in the book of Ephesians numerous times, by giving us free access to God, we live with the expectation and the blessing that being on God's side is always more. Let's pray together. Make us, O Heavenly Father and Lord, strong in heart, full of courage, fearless of danger, holding pain and struggle cheap when they lie in the path of duty and faithfulness. May we be strengthened with power by Your Spirit that works within us to do even more than we can ask or imagine. Through Jesus Christ we pray it. Amen.